able and grown up enough to receive people of different cultures and different the way you serve God. That's what God trying to teach us. That's what God trying to teach us. Amen. So brother called me early this morning. He called me early this morning and he asked what we come up Sunday night, not this next Sunday night, bring the choir and sang. He said they fell in love with this church. He said, praise the, they fell in love with the church and with you all that was here. Said, this is real. I feel the love of God in this place. And he said, the pastor said, we got to start to being with them. We got to, what you call a fellowship. We want a fellowship with them. But now I'm like David, I'm going to pray. Y'all didn't hear that. Amen. And I really believe that just precious. The brother that preached, he was precious. I mean, he looked like he had something down him. He was trying to say it. And he was trying to get to it. And I was hoping that he didn't fall out in the process. Because he was just really going at it. Praise the Lord. But he blessed us. He blessed us. If you could just sit and listen to what he was saying, he blessed us. Because he was talking about a testimony. And I thought to myself, you ought to come on Sunday morning to my church. We will show you what a testimony is. So I'm really glad that God is moving by his spirit, by his power. I want you to pray for me today. I want you to pray that God would just let the word flow. That he would get out what he wants to say today. Have I forgot anything? I ain't forgot nothing. Okay, good. Amen. It's God. This is the day that he's going to prove himself to be God. Amen. Hold on, Jackie. You know, God ain't, you know, he trying to, I don't know what he's doing. But, I go through, I said, Lord, I don't get this. I ain't never been through this long. Good grief. Hallelujah. But, I said, but I'm going to hold on to you. Now, if you hear me every day, that's going to be your problem. I'm going to be here every day and through the day, and I'm going to be saying the same thing. But he said, in your patience, possess you your souls. I don't know what he's trying to teach us, Jackie. But he knows what we can bear. Amen. You ain't going to hurt more than you need to hurt. Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. So we pray in Jesus' name. Father, will you stand on your feet just a minute? We want to thank you, Father. Get the Lord another clap. Thank the Lord for victory. Don't be afraid to speak the word of God. Don't be afraid to say what you say. For he said, calling those things that weren't as though they were. Don't be afraid. Don't say, well, he may, devil say, he may not do it. Hey, but he might do it. Well, I look at it. Praise the Lord. You heal because he say you heal. Amen. When he say something, he be what he say. Jesus' name. So, Lord, I want to thank you for today. I feel you here today, Lord. And we ask the Holy Spirit to just take over. Yes, and over and over and over. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. I pray, Lord, that you will confirm your word today. Yes. With signs and wonders following. Yes. Amen, Lord. I just humble myself today, Lord. And I just want to thank you. Thank you. I just want to thank you. Thank you. I say, I just want to thank you, Lord. I want to praise you today. I want to thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for the time that you let us spend with you, God. Because we have these human bodies that get tired, get worn, but you are so good. Yes. You are so good. No matter how old we are, Lord, you are there. You said down to our old age, you would bear us. And so, Lord, we are asking you, Lord, today, just to just bless the service today as we preach the word of God from our hearts. Help us to be able to deliver our souls and deliver this message that you put down in us. In Jesus' name. Who turn around and tell everybody, my ears are open to hear the word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I think as we praise the Lord in our services, we can look forward to see a great move of God. That's the way you're going to see it. We've been preached to it for years. We got enough word in us, I'm telling you, to store it up for famine. Yes, but we need to God to move, don't we?
Yes.
And he's going to move. He's let me know in my heart.
Yes.
He's going to move. We're going to see one of the greatest move of God. I don't care what nobody say. Now, you know, let me tell you something. We are all different people. Mm-hmm. Say different.
Different.
And when people say things that you don't agree with, just, you know, praise the Lord. Just, you know, because it really doesn't matter what they say. It's going to be what God say anyway.
Yes.
Now, whether he's coming back at the third moon, ain't it bother me. I just let that last. Well, okay, come on with the next thing. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because nobody knows when he's coming. He's told us to be ready. But don't go off judging people because they may say what they believe. I mean, people just believe different things. Come on now. Don't let the enemy take that and swoop it, and then you can't hear nothing else the man say. Uh-oh. All right. I'm going to go to John, the first chapter of John. John 1. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord told me while you going there in Genesis, I read, hallelujah, when Moses came to God, and I really want to preach this, but I don't know if God going to let me preach it. I think he want me to preach in John. But I was reading it, and praise the Lord, I got so happy because he told me, he said, I read it again. When Moses said, Lord, what is your name? What should I tell him? He said, tell him I am.
Yeah.
But he didn't just say that. He said, tell him I am that I am. And the Lord took that out. He said, I'm everything that they call.
That's right.
He said, I am that.
Yes.
They need healing, I'm that.
Yes.
They need deliverance, I'm that.
Yes.
He began to tell us, woo, Lord. I've been reading that a long time. I ain't see it like that. He's everything that you need.
Yes.
He's everything you need.
Yes.
He's that you need.
Yes.
Deliverance, he's that.
Yes.
And he just made it so simple.
Yes.
From the look of that point, he said, I am that.
Yes.
Then he said, I am. And I thought, good Lord from Mount Zion, we've been missing out.
That's
the sermon right there, ain't it? That's me, that's real. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was God. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shined in darkness, and darkness comprehended or was not able, my pastor, you say, can't put it out. Comprehended not. Praise the Lord. I want to go to Proverbs, Matthew 8. Let me tie this in here. Matthew 8. Amen. In the beginning was the Word, the Bible said. John said it. In the beginning was the Word. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, when you get saved, while you turn into John 8, when you turn into Matthew 8, when you, Matthew 8 and 5, Matthew 8 and 5, when you get saved, now this come to me, and I know it probably came to you good Bible scholars, the Word of God is in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Except Christ being you, can't do nothing. Christ, come on now. The Word is in you. And I said, Lord, help us. Amen. Don't be afraid, you know, to speak the Word, because the Word is in you. The Word, and I'm talking about the Word now. I'm talking about the Word. See, no, y'all ain't got it. I'm talking about the Word. The what the said, let there be light. Let there be a firmament. Let there be what that is the Word that you got down in you. That's the Word down in me. That's the Word. Hallelujah, Jesus. So we begin to believe who we are. I heard somebody say that we got to believe who we are and who he is. Did that brother say that? I think he said that. Yeah, somebody said, yeah. We got to believe what is said. Hallelujah. Don't go. I just feel it. Okay. Behold, there came a leper. And when Jesus, number five. And when Jesus was entered into Capernaum, there came unto him a centurion beseeching him. Now this man ain't saved. This man is not even of Israel. This man is outside the church. He wasn't in the synagogues to hear nobody preach nothing. But the Bible says, and saying, Lord, my servant lieth at home, sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. You know, he never turned nobody down. He knew the hearts of men. The centurion answered and said, Lord, I'm not worthy that you should come under my roof, but speak the word only. Speak the word only. Now, how he know to say that? How did he know to say that? It was revealed to him by the Holy Ghost. It had to be. He said, speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed. Y'all ain't, oh my God. Just speak the word only and my servant will be healed.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I was thinking about what brother said. He said, and I ain't going to preach over what he said, but it's something that he said about he had some people out and he had to feed them. What, 16 folks he had to feed? And he was praying for some chickens. He prayed 4 hours for chickens. He said he was praying for chickens. So after 4 hours, but he said, I better do something else. I got to change my prayer. I'm going after the chickens. So he said, so he went down where the chickens was. So sometimes you got to change your prayer. You got to change how you've been praying. Don't forget, don't care. If this don't work, that'll work. Sometimes you got to change. And he said, when he came down, the man said, well, praise the Lord. He said, the Lord told me that you was going to come down and ask for some chickens. The man had a chicken farm. And he got 12 chickens or something like that? 12 a day. He gave the man 12 chickens. He said, now, the chickens was, you know, like on with the feathers on them. He said, but I tell you, when you're hungry, you'll learn how to pick a chicken.
Amen.
So he told us things like this, very simple things, but it just really blessed me. Because he said, I'm willing to pray a different way. I'm willing to humble myself a different way.
Right.
I'm going to get there. I got something to say, but I'm going to wait until the Holy Ghost say it.
Yes,
amen. And so the centurion came. He said, listen. He said, listen. He said, my servant, you just say the word. Whatever word, just speak the word. And my servant going to be healed. For I'm a man under authority. So you got to understand about this authority that Jesus has. You got to understand about the authority that he's given you. I've got to understand about the authority he's given me. Praise the Lord. Don't be afraid. You know what? When I read this thing, I said, Lord, have mercy. You sent the word and you in me. Lord, I'm trying to live in you and you in me. I sent the word this morning, hallelujah. And I thought of somebody sick, a man, a brother that's out there in Texas. He's had a stroke. He's a minister. His name is Ron, I think his name is. And so, Lord, I send the word to Ron that you touch his body. Don't be afraid to step on what God said. Don't be afraid to step on what God. That's what's wrong. We said, I don't know where it's going to help. It just, it may, but it might do. It's his word. Because the word is in you. And the Lord had given, you know, and we forget about how God take our lives. It was a man going to our church. And it was coming from Texas or somewhere. And they ran under a truck. And the woman was killed. You might remember this, Gwen. The woman was killed. But the man was cut up real bad. His liver and everything was cut up real bad. I was a young Christian then. But see, you know, God been dealing with you a long time.
That's right.
You just ain't realized God been dealing with you a long time.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. So the man was in the hospital dying. And my pastor, he said, go ask Sister Davis, will I live? My pastor called me. She's a great woman of God. Fasted 60 days and 40 days, you know. And it made me mad. She said, brother, well, I forgot the man's name. He said, will he live? How do I know whether he's going to live or not? And what I told her. And all of a sudden, something come over me. I said, you tell him he will live.
Amen.
He lived. Years, preached the gospel. He lived. Was it Sister Dave? No. Because I said, what are you calling me for? That's what you're saying. Don't be laughing at me. God gives you something. God has dealt with some of you all in your younger days and gave you gifts that you did not understand.
Amen.
Am I telling the truth?
Amen.
And you wonder what that was that happened to you. You wonder what that dream or that experience you had, what it was, God prepping you for something for now.
Yes.
Oh God, I'm feeling good, child. So now it's time for you to yield now. You understand, but I told God I've cried many times about things that I should have done. I could have seen the glory of God. We was driving down, going to town, and it was a lady. Dad, that woman that lived on the left-hand side, they owned some property, and she had cancer. I was driving down, the Holy Spirit said, just as plain, stop and pray for her. I didn't. And I kept asking that, what happened? She died. What it is that you don't believe what God has put in you. We don't recognize what God got down in us. It is not by power or might, but it's by his spirit. And he will do what he say. All he's looking for is a person to use.
Amen.
So it's really kind of, you know, you think you're more than what you think. When you think about it. Because it ain't you heal nobody no way. It's God. So in the beginning was the word. It was in the beginning. And the word was with God, and the word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And ain't nothing you see made that was made. God made it. Man ain't did nothing. Poor man run around here, he ain't did nothing. Everything you see, God made it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. What chapter am I on? I'm telling you, I'm just... I know God is good. He's just a good God. He said, I know I'm a man of authority. I understand what authority is. It is time for God's people to understand what authority is. You're under authority. If you stand to God, you can do what he did. Don't let the devil tell you. Praise the Lord. But that was Jesus. Jesus is in you.
Amen.
And in me. But it frightens us. It frightens us. When that man prayed for Jackie Friday night, he's the preacher. He prayed what he understood about the scriptures. Because that's all it is, faith. Faith in the word. He didn't say, I see it. He prayed the word. And the Lord touched Jackie. But it was not him. It was the word that touched you. It was what he had down in him touched you. Hallelujah. Well, what did the apostle say? And he walked up to the man. Silver and gold have I none. But as, hallelujah, I know you're looking for something, but I ain't got it, but what I got, I'll give to you. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. You ready? I say, you ready? I say, are you ready? Stand on your feet if you're ready to serve. oh God. God is looking for hallelujah ambassadors. He's looking for somebody to take his word out and believe what he say. Hallelujah. God is looking for it. I'm telling you, this thing stirred me so bad. You may be seated. I'm telling you, it stirred me so bad. I said, God, help me. He ain't gonna say you was a well, you didn't. Well, blah, blah. It's time out for that. You ain't too old. You ain't too young. If God said it, he'll do it. By the watch out, God gonna raise up some of these little bitty kids. You see that little boy over there? He sings. You know, he say he loved to sing. He gonna raise him up. And we gonna be sitting here looking like a nut. Or are we? He said, I know what it is about authority. You see, because I am a man under authority. He said, when I tell a man to go, he go. He don't question me. I said, go. He said, when I tell them to come, they come. They don't question me. He said, so when Jesus heard that, he said, when he heard it, he marveled. Why ain't my people believing this? He said, I ain't found such great faith. No, not in Israel. I wonder if he can find faith in the church. In the church we try. Oh. Our church is small in comparison to some of the churches. Amen. And people say, what they doing in that church? They ain't doing nothing. But what I want to do is have Jesus in the church. I don't want to have all this junk going on just to get people to come to church. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of programs bringing people to church. I want to see Jesus move. Hallelujah. I want to see him move. And so they can just say that we ain't doing nothing. If they want to. Because they do. But we have Wednesday night prayer meeting. He ain't mentioned nothing about no prayer meeting. Lovely people love God, but they're doing so much other stuff they don't have time to pray. I don't want us to get like that. Amen. Well, we gotta have prayer meeting. Well, I said we gotta have prayer meeting and more prayer meeting and more prayer, and so we can touch God, because God is the only one that's gonna help the people. You get them in here and you have something for the kids, and we need something for the young people. Now, I'm not against that. We really do, because people do look for, you know, for things for their children. And there's nothing wrong with having young people meetings and this kind of thing. But you can get so far off having all this stuff until you think this is the way God want to get people in. But them same kids that's coming to the front, they'll go out and cuss their mama out. Watch out. Thank you, Jesus. I'm glad you agree with me. Hallelujah. The man got on his horse when Jesus said, go. Oh, hallelujah. He got on his horse. Go your way. He says, thou hast believed, number 13, be it done unto you. The man got on his horse. When Jesus said, get on you, this it, that was this. He didn't try to, oh, wouldn't it be wonderful if we was like that? Thank you, Jesus. When he went home, the very hour that Jesus spoke, his servant was made whole. They didn't have to tell him that. When he got there, he knew his son was great. Yeah. He knew it. I want to turn to Proverbs 6. I hope this is helping us. My brother has invited me to come to his church. He said, this is written in stone since today. I've been so busy. He said, I've been so busy. He sees it too. You can be too busy. Too busy having too much of stuff going on. He said, Sister Davis, I'm too busy. He said, but I want you to come. The fourth Wednesday in October, please come. I want you to come. It's rolled in stone. I want you to come. I said, okay. Brother Richardson. No, Brother Allen want me to come Sunday. This coming next Sunday. Oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you that. Amen. I told something here. We can't tell y'all about that. But anyway, I told God,
I don't mind going to see my brother's churches. I don't mind. Lord, I don't know how to say that. But you know, like time you go to church and people may like the way you sing or whatever. I went to church and I sung. And the lady followed me out. She said, what church you go to? Well, I ain't going to church. I said, girl, I'm not coming to church to drag you out your church. I'm not coming for that. She's right here now. She didn't care. When I get to her, she said, what church do you go to? I say, I'm not trying to come to separate church. She said, what church do you come to? What church you go to? Praise the Lord. So I got this in my head that I don't want the pastors to think I'm coming to, you know, pull nobody out of their church. That's not the reason I go. You understand what I'm saying? I just want to be a blessing. And I ain't going to stop praying and seeking God just because you think what you think about me. God's people need help.
That's right.
I say God's people need help.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter who. The Lord showed us Thursday night, Friday night. We didn't pray for Jackie. We prayed for Jackie. All of us have laid hands on Jackie. But God showed you something.
Yep.
I say God showed you something. He said, this is what I was telling y'all about the other week out of in Brother Welch's case. See, you get to the place where you get stopped and you get in a place where you think nobody can't do it but y'all. This is the church. This, I said, Lord, this is on the church. You got a close showing.
Yeah.
No, maybe 50 people come. And this on the church. Come on. But when he stepped up and put his hands up on Jackie. In Christian love. Jesus. Now you get up and you say we're one. We are one. I say we are one. We're different sizes. We're different shapes. We're tall and short and whatever. But it's still Jesus. I said it's still Jesus. But people are so carnal-minded. Amen. They're carnal-minded. They'll say, well, you know, we love one another. No, you don't. I said, no, you don't. I thank God for sending brother. What's that man's name?
Allie.
I thank God for that. He's just precious. Help me always to see that, Lord. Hallelujah. Proverbs. I'm trying, Father. Really, I am. Proverbs 6:2. Hallelujah. You know, it's some about words. When the Job, you said in the beginning, you know what the word came? It's some about words. It's some about words. I've learned that being living this is something about words. So Solomon knew it. He wrote this here. Thou art snared with the words of thy mouth. Thou art taken with the words of thy mouth. You are, hallelujah, trapped by what you say. You're trapped. Yeah, but you know, I can't say that because, you know, you say I'm healed, I ain't healed. And you know, the Bible say you are. I say the Bible say you are.
Amen.
He said, I don't know when my son coming in. My son coming in.
Amen.
You know why? Because Acts 16:32 says, him and your family. I'm asking God, you teach me how to speak what you say. I don't care what that devil say. They coming. I love what you said. Keep this and keep on saying it. I said, keep on saying it. This lady came to church and the pastor had prayed for her. I told y'all about this. She had a big garter under her neck. Cancerous garter. And she came and she said, well, I thank God for healing me. Well, that was okay for the first night. But she said by the time she got by the third night, talking about healing that big old thing still sitting under there. The pastor now, he don't get got shame. He had to handle the And about the sixth time, he said, oh, Lord, let that woman stop saying that. And every time she'd get up, she said, I thank God for healing me. I thank you for healing me. And people now they don't know. You know, they want to, you know, kind of praise God with her, but they looking at this cancer under her neck, this big gourd thing under her neck. But she's still thanking God for delivering her.
Amen.
Oh, he didn't want to see her come back. He peeked out to see if she coming. But he peeked out there, he said, oh Lord, here come that woman. Oh Lord. But when she came this time, she came with a jar.
Yes.
I thank God for healing me. Yes. Here it is. Here's the cancer. Here it is.
Yes, Lord.
Thing fell off when she put it in the jar. But I take it back to him now.
Amen.
I said amen. I said amen. You can speak healing into your life, or you can speak curses into your life. I'm telling you now, this is the truth. I say this is the truth. Now, this is, sinners could tell you this. Do you think people that have been successful, they gave up? They tell me Mr. Procter & Gamble tried so many times, it's a shame. So he finally said, I'm going to have this. I'm going to make this soap. I'm going to have this. Till he finally did it. Because God is not going to let you down. Especially you, his children.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah, my daddy coming. My daddy coming.
Right.
Next Sunday, I don't care. My daddy's coming.
Yes.
I say, my daddy coming.
Yes.
Amen. And my brother too. I don't know, but my daddy and my brother coming. And if you want to, hey, you got to say, and my cousin and my uncle too. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the man laid it down the street and one up the street, one down the street, one over there. They coming. Amen. Did you know that? Let me see y'all to know. Praise the Lord. You can talk yourself out of stuff. Words have power. Say it.
There's power
in words. You know, you can say something, and I don't care if you how much you say forgive me, them words hang out there. They just hang out there. It take God to erase them. If they get erased, it take him. Because they hang out there. That's how powerful they are. Words are powerful. If you say you can make it, you can make it. If you say, I don't know what I'm going to do, I'm going to get it because my baby gave me this testimony. She said, Grandma, I was in the world. And I cried because I stayed in the world. She said, but when I came in, I said, I ain't going back. When I come in, I ain't going back. It ain't with that she ain't had trials. She had some terrible trials to be so young. She said, but I don't care what kind of trial I got. I'm going to hold on to God. I'm not going back. I may fall down, but I'm going to get up. I ain't going to lay down there and start, come on here. The devil for sure he's going to tell you. You think he's going to sit down and say, oh, they gone, they saved. Now he's going to say, you ain't saved. You think he's going to say, well, now they saved. I just, no. He's going to say, you, look at you. Look at you. Now look what you did. You ain't saved. You wouldn't have done that. The devil is a lie. I say the devil is a lie. And don't let him let you, don't let him let you keep nothing that you did do and you don't ask God to forgive you. You forgive yourself. Because God puts it in a seal of forgiveness and to remember it no more. And he don't know what you're talking about. But the devil just keep packing and packing. Get on out. God is a good God. And he's real. I said he's real. Jesus is real today. I said he's real. I said he's real. And for people even in the scripture who believed in him, he worked for them. 1 Samuel 17. God is real. He's real today. I say he's real today. Praise the Lord. There be somebody listening to this tape. I want you to know whatever's got you down. He's able to pick you up. You ain't nowhere that God can't bring you. Amen. 1 Samuel 17. Praise the Lord. when David stood before this giant, when all the men, he was just a little kid, and all the men running and hiding. But look what he said. He said, this day, I love it. He went out there in faith. Yes. He went out knowing who his God was. He took his victory with him. He took the victory of the Lord killing that bear and that lion right with him. He remembered what the Lord had done. You got victories that you can take to your battles. Don't go out to your battles. Take your victories with you. And remember what God done. If he done it then, he'll do it now.
Yes, he will.
He hasn't changed. Hallelujah. He said, this day will the Lord deliver you into my hand. Listen to this now. I'm going to kill you and take your head from off you. And I'm going to give the carcasses of the host of your all the Philistines this day. We're going to come after you. We're going to kill everything we see. And to the wild beast of the air. That all the earth may know, oh my God, that there's a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saved not with sword or spear. For the battle is the Lord's. You hear me what I say? He will give you into our hands. I'm telling you, he went in faith. The man didn't understand it. This little bitty, stinking little boy, big as a toad, and here I am. I've been in circles. What is he talking about? Well, I can do that. Blah, 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 blah. But while he's talking and while he's spooting his, listen, while that devil's spooting his, get your thing there. Get your word together. Get your word together. And when it, boom, down he came. He came down like a big tree. That's what you do when you get the word. You know, you this and you this, blah, blah, this and blah. Get you some word together. Yeah. Put it in. But that's your slang, see. Yeah. And then, hallelujah. Put your rock in there. Get ready. Get ready. Don't even hear him. Hallelujah. He coming down. This book will coming down. Hallelujah. And when you go, God goes. Yeah. Ain't no rock could have took that man down. God took him down. Oh, God wanted you to throw the rock. And he do the rest. But you got to throw the rock first. He ain't going to do nothing. You throw the rock. He ain't going to do nothing. That's what you got to do. Get your word on. The devil fails. He falls. Amen. I hope this. Oh, my God. I hope this. Hallelujah. I was so stirred up. I said, God. I said, Lord, help me. Because you're everything I need. It's nothing out there I need that you are not. See, that's easy to say. But you got to get this down in here. It's got to get down in here. It got to drop from here to here. Down in here. Now this is just a literal heart. We talking about the inner. We know that the spiritual is down in here. But right to here. Because out of the heart is the issues of life. He's that.
Yes.
God is that. He's everything we need. We shouldn't get up crying. We should get up and let the Lord know. You know, and he loves for you to tell people what happened. He said, well, he said, when he told me let the Redeemer of the Lord say so, he'll have to shut my mouth. Because whatever he do, I'm going to tell it. Oh, yeah. When we were on that highway, and that car went out of control, I don't know what happened. All I said was, I don't even know what I said. But the angel of the Lord was in that car.
Amen.
The angel that follows me was in that car. So crazy. I really think the angel follow me. I do.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And when the man who got an accident, he said, you know what? Somebody was in that car with you. Amen. I said, I know it.
Amen.
I know it. I came out with a black eye. That's it. Could have been killed. Highway stopped up from way down. Amen. Hallelujah. But I was stopping everybody in the store. People say, I had my black eye was my testimony, see.
Yeah,
hey, girl, let me tell you. Woo, God.
girl, let me tell you what God did. And they say, wow. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Somebody say, oh, girl, cover it. Put some makeup on us. And I can't put the makeup on right now.
Right.
I can't until I get through telling the folks what God did.
Yeah.
He's a good God.
Yes,
I say he's a good God. And when he does that for you, you know he going to do this for you.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
God will kill me, so I'm just crazy. I just think he's going to keep me. I say, I think he's going to keep me.
Yeah.
I'm just crazy, I guess. I don't mean to be, you know, but I just believe he's going to keep me. I just believe he's going to keep me. A lot of them have to be teasing the air on them. Pastor, somebody be alone. I say, I'm never alone. I'm never alone. I'm in that car. I got somebody in there with me. I talk to them. People think I'm crazy up in there. I don't care what they think. Because I believe God.
Yes.
You better believe God.
Amen.
I said, you better be. Listen, people can think what they want to think. Do what they want to do. But you do what you see in there.
Yes.
You hear me what I'm saying? You young people, stay with the Lord. I'm so, God is pleased with you all staying with God. God is pleased with your testimonies. And this church give, I was just thinking about how some churches say, okay, we're going to have three testimonies. Y'all know it's the truth.
Yep.
Okay, that's it. Three testimonies. The third person, now that fourth person really want to testify.
Right.
You know, can't hardly sit up, you know, praise the Lord. But I decided, I said, Lord, you know what? I ain't got nothing wrote down.
Yes,
I ain't got nobody to follow. I ain't under nobody. Can't nobody tell me what to do. I say it's the Holy Ghost to tell me what to do. I'm not under anybody.
Amen.
You know why? Because I don't have no man telling me what to do.
Right.
Now, wait a minute. I'm going to tell you now, before y'all go off into the wrong thing. I am under a ministry. But the ministry I'm under don't dictate what I ought to do.
Yes, Lord.
But when I need help, I go to them. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
But me and Dad was talking about today how, praise the Lord, you got to raise money to send to the, what? You got to, yeah. You got to send them 10% of whatever you get in your church. 10% goes to them. So I decided to get a 10% to the Lord. I said, we take up time, give them 10%. Oh, you gonna give it to, you was giving it to the good, the whatever. And they can't get nothing done. Just somebody I know want to build a church. They can't do it because the bishop or the somebody said they can't do it. That's ridiculous. So, you know, praise the Lord. Well, I'm gonna let that alone. Hallelujah. But I'm glad. I'm glad we ain't under nothing but to say three songs and two this and two that and then that's it. I'm so glad.
Hallelujah.
I say I'm so glad.
Yeah.
I'm glad. And I believe God gonna bless it if we just keep on in the middle of the road. Once you let man start to get things, hallelujah, they say, well, you know, Sister Dave, you should do it this way. I don't got nobody to tell me that. I probably say, well, okay. Thank you for telling me. I ain't doing nothing. I ain't thinking about what you told me. You know, I ain't going to offend anybody. Praise God. I say, praise the Lord.
Yes.
Well, you don't need to preach to the... Nope. I thank God for this church.
Yes.
For these young people that's coming in.
Yes.
I thank the Lord. God want to use everybody in here. He want us to believe that he is the word. He want us to believe that you got the word living in you. He want us to believe that you can speak the word and it shall be done. All you got to do is believe it. If you keep speaking it, it may not happen overnight, but it will happen. I said it will happen because the word get things done. It may be a gradual healing, but listen, who cares as long as it get done? We're going to see miracles, though. But let's see some healings and some faith first. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you're sitting here and Christ is not in you, the hope of... See, Christ is saying, Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Yes.
You got to have him in you.
Yes.
How do I get the help? You got to come through the door. You can't. They came talking about, praise the Lord, there's many ways to God. That's ridiculous. It's just one way to God, and that's through Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. You can't get to God no other way. You know, I said, you can't get to God no other way. And so if you hear someone telling you, hallelujah, that you got to do this and you got to do that, they got to tell you there's one way. He's the way. Jesus is the way. You ain't got to know nothing else. Just know Jesus is the way. So I was thinking about, and I don't want to go too far, but think about the one world government where they want everybody to be under one. I said, now how that going to work? Especially for us. We're not going to pledge allegiance to nobody but to Jesus Christ. So I'm asking God about that. Amen. But now y'all wishy-washy folks. If we got it, I don't think we got no wishy-washy people in here. No. When it comes down to it, you should be looking pretty now. But somebody put a sword up against your neck, I'm going to see. We all going to see. And we don't know what's going to happen. But get your faith together. Because if you will stand for God, he'll stand for you. Amen. He's not going to let you go through nothing that you cannot go through. If you are chosen to be martyred. Why is she talking about that? I don't know what this is going to come to. But if you are chosen, he ain't going to put you in nothing where you have to deny him. So you got to know, Lord, I know I can do this. You permitted this thing, I know I can do it. There were some nuns, I'm going to let you go. Praise the Lord. They wanted them to recant about Jesus. Hallelujah. So they took them and put them naked. They took all their clothes off and put them out in zero weather. And hallelujah. Then they was down on their knees, naked as a jaybird, as we say. And they was praying. And you know, they said when you get freezing, your body warms up. And so they're freezing. So one lady said, I don't want to die. One of them said, I don't want to die. So she got up and she ran in the place where they had the women out there. Hallelujah. She ran up in there with her. She said, I don't want to. So they put her clothes on her. They were so glad she came. But somebody was in there. They ran out there. Where you going? She said, she ran out. She said, I see Jesus coming for them. She pulled her clothes out, got on her knees, and I'm going to go with them. My God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. She saw Jesus coming down. The angels to come and get those nuns. The Lord let her see that in her heart. And she pulled her clothes off when she got there. She pulled her clothes off. One of the guards. And ran out there and got in there with him. God is not going to let you go through nothing you can't stand. He's going to be with you wherever you go. Stand on your feet. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was God and the Word is God. I say the Word is God. The Word is God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. This is the day and hour I know God is calling. He's calling. If you feel God calling you, maybe everybody here saved. Everybody here saved. Everybody saved. Good. Very good. That's beautiful. Amen. I tell you what, so y'all come up here so y'all get filled. Let's pray for that. Everybody, all the young folk, if you're saved, come on. Amen. You're saved. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I was going to talk to my sister, Sister Irene. I told him I got off of sugar and I feel like my leg